Welcome back to News Talk 1480 WHBC. We're live and local. I'm Jordan Miller. Thanks for listening this morning. And joining us now is a person who went to Mount Union, and then after graduation, he went to Russia for postgraduate studies. Now he's back home, but it wasn't as easy as you can imagine for him to get back home. Joining us right now, we have Justin Collins on the line. Justin, how you doing?
Hi, Jordan. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking the time out of your schedule to chat with us.
And of course.
You know, my producer, Logan, you guys knew each other when you were at Mount together, and he had been keeping me up to date last week as you were trying to get home. What was that experience like to get back here into America?
Yeah, it was pretty difficult. So leading up to all this, the Russian people had no idea this was going to happen. So up until Putin actually ordered the troops into Ukraine, the Russian people had no idea that this was going to happen. So when it finally did happen, everything just went a little crazy. I mean, I was perfectly safe, but there was panic. People were lining up at the ATMs. When I went to pull out money, I was worried that my bank cards wouldn't work, so I needed cash. The ATMs actually ran out of money.
Wow. Wow, and that's there in Russia. I mean, the Russian citizens, they were even worried, it seems like.
There was a fake news article published in Russia saying that because of the sanctions and that Russia had to call on their foreign debts, that the banks were going to take all the interest from the Russian people and use that to pay off the debts. So a fake news article caused mass panic.
Wow. Well, how close did you live to Ukraine? I understand you were in Russia, but were you fairly close to Ukraine?
I was actually an hour and a half from the Ukrainian border.
Wow. Wow.
I could hear the jets flying back and forth every 10 minutes.
Mm. Were you able to stay in touch with your friends and your family back home throughout all of this time?
Yeah, I had just bought an apartment. I had incredible internet speeds. Like, I was still able to talk to everyone. With my American phone, I'm not as restricted as, like, the Russian people are with their restrictions.
Wow. Well, Justin, I have to ask you, you're trying to get out, and you don't know what your money situation is going to be like because of the sanctions that are imposed and whatnot. Were you able to get out when you wanted to get out? Did it take you longer? What was it like trying to book a flight to get back to America?
So I talked to, like, my people over there, and they suggested that I do go because of the financial situation. So that Thursday night, I booked a flight to Amsterdam, Amsterdam to Atlanta, and then Atlanta to Pittsburgh, and everything was fine. And then Sunday, I went to Moscow. My flight was Monday morning, and a news article came out that the Netherlands had added Russia Aeroflot, which is Russian Airlines, to the block list. So my girlfriend helped me get to Moscow, and she called Aeroflot, and they said, yeah, the flight's fine. It's still scheduled. It's a KLM flight, so you should be okay. So I go back to my hotel. It's about an hour drive. I look on the flight list, and my flight to Amsterdam was canceled.
Yeah.
So I'm a little worried, but I was like, okay, I'll go talk to Aeroflot. So I go to the airport. I wait in line for an hour and a half, and there are just people freaking out, Russians and foreign citizens trying to get to Europe, and they keep cutting in front of me, and I get upset with a woman, so I go over to a man that's selling flights through the Middle East, and he tried to sell me a flight through Dubai for $3,500, and I really couldn't afford that.
Yeah.
So I go back to Aeroflot, wait an hour and a half again, so a total of 3 hours in the Aeroflot line. I get to the lady finally, and I'm like, I'm an American. Is there anything you can do to help me to get home? And she goes, there are no flights to Europe until at least March 20th.
Holy smokes.
So at this point, and I go, is there anything you can do for me? She goes, I don't know what to tell you.
Wow.
So I'm sobbing in the middle of the Sheremetyevo airport, going back to my hotel room, and I was talking to my professor here who helped me get back a lot of times from Russia, and he's like, call the embassy, see what happens. So I called the embassy, and I got an automated message saying, there's basically nothing we can do.
Wow.
They're so limited over there, and their staff is cut. I think there's maybe 8 people working there now. I couldn't be sure, but
yeah,
somewhere around there. So at this point, I'm giving up hope that I'll have to go back to Kursk where I was at. And so I was like, okay. I looked on Aeroflot's website, and I managed to find 1 seat left to Istanbul, Turkey at 9:20 in the morning. I was like, okay, great. So I bought that, and it was only $800 compared to the
$3,500.
So then I got that Aeroflot one.
Wow.
And then I looked up flights from Turkey to Cleveland and Pittsburgh, and those were a couple grand each. Then I looked up one from Turkey to Akron, Canton, and it was only $900.
Wow.
So I immediately took that one. And this was probably one of the weirdest flight paths I've ever seen in my life. Turkey to Qatar. Qatar to Philadelphia, and then Philadelphia to Akron, Canton. It was 32 hours total of travel time.
Wow. Wow, 32 hours for you to get home. Now, I have to ask, do you plan on going back to Russia to finish your studies at all?
That's not looking possible right now. It could happen later in the future, but right now it's just too unknown. Everything's too unknown at the moment.
Wow. Wow. Well, I'm glad that you're home safe. When did you touch down here at Akron, Canton?
It was Tuesday at 11 o'clock at night.
Wow. Wow. And I'm sure you were happy to be back here on American soil and, I can only imagine what you were going through to get back here. 32 hours of travel time and in the midst of a panic. I mean, you have to be internally panicking at some point, especially the way that your trip started by not being able to find a flight. I'm glad that you're here and everything is good now. I mean, you have access to your money and whatnot since you're back here.
Yep, everything's perfectly fine now.
Wow. Wow. Well, Justin, I appreciate it. We have about 30 seconds left. Is there anything else that you think is important that you need to say?
Yes, the biggest thing is that the Russian people do not want this. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah, I believe
the Russians aren't our enemies.
Yeah, yeah, the Russian civilians. Yeah, the Russian civilians. I believe that, and I know that they want peace between Ukraine and Russia, at least from people that I've spoken with on both sides. They said, we don't want anyone to die. We don't care if you're Russian or Ukrainian. We all want to live in peace. Well, they can't control, though, you know, what's happening right now, and it's a very sad thing. Justin Collins, we appreciate you coming on, and I'm glad that you're back home safe here in America. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.